he can get a red shirt, you know, for him. So, yeah, it's not a great spot for Dylan to be in, but I think if he's ready to go, then, you know, we'll have to look at it. And I'm not saying that we will put him in automatically, but he's looked good. And if he can add something to the team and it's not going to jeopardize his health, then we'll get him back in then.
Shane Suth has been back now for 14 games, Coach. How, even though he's not putting up big numbers or anything like that, how big has that been for Northern Michigan?
Well, it's a senior. You know, he's played a lot of hockey. You know, he knows what to do. You know, he's a development program type player. So he's a good hockey player. It's just it's another player you have at your disposal. And
does he make people around him better at all?
Well, I think he does. I think he adds something to their team. There's no doubt about that. So it's like us without Samen and Baltus. I mean, if someone asks you, do they make us a better hockey team? And, you know, Brent Baltus had 9 goals last year. And I don't know how many Dylan had, but he had a good year. I mean, those are two really good hockey players. And I'm not making excuses. It's just a fact. They're good hockey players, and we miss them. And, you know, the guys have done a good job, you know, the last few months rallying around with not having them there. But it's just a fact that they're good hockey players, and just like Suth is too. So for them to have him back in the lineup, that helps them.
Puck possession, so important, especially when we get on that big ice sheet. It seems like right now our centermen are playing really well on faceoffs. Do you like what we have down the middle right now?
I do, and I like our centers on faceoffs. I like them in our D zone. I like, you know, they're the leaders on the line. They sort of set the tempo. Obviously, you know, Mason has played, you know, well, you know, I think is the best, some of the best hockey he's played. You know, maybe he's not getting the points, but he's creating some things. He's using his speed. He's getting involved physically, playing stronger without the puck. And those are keys. You know, when you're not scoring, you have to make sure you're really good without it. And, you know, he's done a good job there. Of course, Mike Neville's as good a face-off guy in maybe college hockey, you know, especially in our league. And he's adding some offense. You know, he's having his best year numbers-wise. And that line was really good against Ferris. And obviously, you know, Jake Lucchini's, you know, right up there in game-winning goals in the country. You know, does a lot of things, power play, PK. And then Alex Smith is having a, you know, real good year, a real good freshman year. You know, he's one of those guys up to about 15, 16 points now. So, and he seems to always be in the middle of things. He's a smart hockey player, makes good plays. So, but he's not a freshman anymore. You know, he's played a lot of hockey, a lot of different situations. So, so that's good. So he has the experience. But no, I like our centers. And then you got Chris Leibringer, who can play center. So, and he's fantastic because he's a, you know, he understands the defensive side of it, being a defenseman, and he's got the speed and obviously the shot, and he can make plays. So he's valuable whatever position he plays.
With Dane Burks coming back into lineup and Leibringer, I'm assuming we'll go back up on forward. Right. When during the week do you start figuring out where you might want to put Leibringer and who with?
Well, we have an idea right now, but yeah. We'll practice him on defense, you right. know, because it just gives us 8 guys back there. And it's worked pretty much. We've done that all year. And, you know, he knows what to do. We just can throw him up there in the game and he's fine. So we'll see. We'll see how everybody is this week. We'll see how the intensity is. We'll watch practice. And then if he does play, you know, I liked our game against Ferris. I liked our weekend against Ferris, how we played. We didn't get the result on Friday night, but, you know, I thought that was one of our best games as far as scoring opportunities and not giving up much. Even though we gave up 3 goals, we didn't give up much. So so I liked our lineup. So now you got Burks coming back in, and where's Leibringer go, you know? I mean, is he going for player A, B, C, or what do you do? Because I thought we had a real good weekend against Ferris.
Well, 2 players that Coach Sean and I talked about last week, Coach, were Alex Smith and Gavin Gould. And I know they've had times where you guys have said they've taken nights off. It seems like both of those players are taking less nights off and playing more consistent.
Well, those must be Joe's words, because I would never say a player takes a night off.
Well, those are my words. I guess I was okay. I inferred that, or that was,
well, consistency, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And you have to be careful, because I don't think they take nights off. I think there's nights they play better than they do other nights, just like, you know, anybody does, whether it's the National Hockey League or at our level. You're going to have games that things don't go as well maybe for you, or maybe you don't have your best game, or maybe you're, you know, step slow to get into pucks or whatever it might be. But, yeah, the consistency, and that's what you're looking for each and every night from every player. And yeah, we've had a lot of guys maybe not have their best games on a certain night. But no, they've played well. You know, Gavin adds a level of skill to our team that we don't have. He sees things on the ice that maybe some other players don't. He's not the biggest guy, but he competes. He's sticking his nose in there more. And that's a good thing. So his game all around has improved. he just has to make sure he brings that on a consistent basis. You know, he's no player's good enough where you can take a night off and still get by unless you're Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin. And even at their level, you can't do that. You know, you've got to show up. And if you don't, you know, you're not going to have a good game and you could hurt the team, you know. And so as young players, they have to learn that to bring it on a nightly basis and that you need everybody too. I think sometimes when you're a young player, you think, well, Tanner Carroll's going to do it tonight. Mike Neville's going to do it. Reed Sterls, you know, I can just sort of, I just got to show up. But that's not true because you need each and every player to bring their A game. And that's what you're trying to get to. You're trying to get to a spot where everybody has their best game individually. Then as a group, you go, wow, we got a pretty good team. And you're looking for that each and every night. And I don't know if you ever get there. I don't know if you ever get there. Maybe there's flashes or you get close some nights, but that's the goal. And Smitty, you know, he's been good, but he's got to work hard too. When he's a hard worker, and that's which makes his game effective when he's working hard. If he just relaxes a little bit, he's just an average player, like most guys are.
Yeah, and I guess maybe night off was not the right term to use on that. But just your typical ups and downs as a freshman.
I know what you meant by night off, but yeah.
I don't need Gavin Gould being all mad at me now. And,
oh, yeah, Smitty, just wait till you go and talk to those two guys. Night off, Dirk. Well, you know what? Tonight's your night off. That's I don't want to talk to you.
That's right. I have more nights off than people know. all right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Get your questions in. Mel Pearson show, and Coach will be answering questions in just a little bit. It's DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com. We'll tell you about the Blue Line end of season brunch that is coming up on Sunday, along with your questions coming up real soon here on the Mel Pearson Show.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Yeah, Coach Pearson was just reminding me about the home playoff tickets are available, and that's that first round of the playoffs coming up in 2 weeks, so make sure you get your tickets. And with the students off, you might want to check with Aaron up there at the box office to find out, you know, might be some different seats available.
There will be. Yeah, there will be some other options available, some actually good seats available. You know, it's spring break, the start of spring break, so we plan on having some a good turnout with the students, but there will be tickets available on that side. So, you know, make sure you look if you're not happy with what they have available right now, because the season tickets take up a lot of the good seats. just make sure you check. And there's a few scattered tickets for this weekend. I think mostly individual seats, but always check at the ticket office. And I know Northern, they're saying they're bringing a couple busloads of people over. So we want to make sure we get everybody in the building and try to shut them out. And let's get our tickets so they can't.